truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
In some circles, the president's been criticized for politicizing this disaster. Do you think that's fair?
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow.
I tell you what, if I lived in Massachusetts, I'd try to vote 10 times.
I think the depression is widespread enough that it is an actual phenomenon.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
And that's just the way it is.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Through the looking glass of media, of talk radio, and beyond we go, where we tell you just as much about yourself as we do about the news that swirls around you. Coming up this hour, Margaret Gray from A Little Bird Told Me, the nationally syndicated column. As we talk about Haitian relief, we'll have Robert Green from Fraser Foods next hour. And don't forget, of course, on our website, philhendryshow.com, each and every night, you can go there, listen to live streaming video, and watch the live streaming, watch live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio as you follow along. And you can also get a list of all of the affiliates that we've got across the great span of the country by going to our affiliate page. More troops, aid go to Haiti, but hunger persists is the headline here. And Margaret Gray joining us from the offices of Dicklin Syndication there in Santa Monica. Margaret, good evening. And I know that you have been spearheading, along with a great many in the media, relief efforts for the Haitian people. How's it going?
Well, Phil, I think it's going as well as can be expected for the time frame that we're looking at when this news hit. We are seeing some signs that people are beginning to recognize the depth of this tragedy. But we're also trying to encourage people to take it a little bit more seriously. And to that extent, we are publishing each and every day in our column those who have contributed the baseline of $500 or more. We will give them prominent play in terms of their name or their business. But the baseline is what we're looking at. And, of course, when I called your program earlier today and asked your producer and asked some of the people that work on your program how much your radio show individually, as well as the individuals that work for your show, had given, then we take that into account.
When you say the baseline, what do you mean by that?
The baseline is $500 per person. That is really, you're serious about Haitian relief. Anything below that indicates an attitude that is more along the lines of, well, I want to appear as if I'm a charitable person. But in point of fact, I'm not. In point of fact, I've got other things to do with my money. And maybe that's true. I doubt it. $500, we call that the serious number. And by that, I mean, if you give $500, you're serious about Haitian relief. If you give less than that, you're trying to put on a show for your friends and neighbors. And that's something we try to put.
No, hold on for a minute, because I saw on a lot of different channels text us at this number. And
so I'm familiar with the text.
Okay, yeah, but it says text us at this number, and you'll have donated, I don't know, $50 or...
No, we have nothing against the texting. We have nothing against that.
Well, that's only 50 bucks or something.
That's understood, but if you text $50 and you text that, say, 10 times, then what you are giving there is the baseline. So what we are telling people is, if you're texting, make sure you're texting up to the baseline, up to what we call that serious number. Other than that, I don't want to use the word you're a joke, because I think that's a little harsh.
Margaret.
But if I could just finish this film. Other than the $500, if people are giving less than $500, what we are really talking about is there's a term in poker playing, and I know that poker is very popular these days. Have you heard the term feather merchant?
Yes, I have. That's what you're calling people that don't give up to $500? Feather merchants?
Well, it's what they call cheap early power feather merchants. I don't know why they're doing that, other than to say that they are trying to look important. Whereas those of us who have given $1,000, and of course I'm not expecting that from people.
How much did you and Frank give?
When I said those of us give $1,000, I meant Frank and I and others.
So you and Frank have given $1,000.
That is correct.
Well above the baseline.
Yes, well above the baseline, so I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Well, I'm not disappointed. I'm just saying that, you know, there may be people who cannot afford to give as much money.
So the devastation in Haiti is so widespread. It is so deep-seated, and it is so generational. This earthquake merely pulled off a scab that exposed the sore of Haiti that was created in many ways by the Western powers, that was created in many ways by the Western democracy. And we, as a country, must come to Haiti's aid and see that country reborn and revitalized. And the only way to do that is to step up front and center and say, I am here and I am now for Haitian relief. Get to the serious number. Get to that bottom line, as we say. And let's get serious. But people who are, for instance, can I mention...
What?
Can I mention the number that your radio show gave?
We gave $300.
$300. That, to me, Phil, is almost as if you hate the darkies. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on. Why would you use a word like that?
Well, what is the point? If you don't give at least $500, are you admitting that you hate blacks? Or what?
No, why would I admit that? Why does that mean that I hate black people if I'm not giving $500? First of all, who set the number $500?
I set that number in conjunction with John Graham, who is one of the longtime fundraisers in progressive politics. And the $500 number we found to be absolutely acceptable.
And well, you know what? Our radio show gave $300, so you're saying that means we hate, quote, darkies.
It means you've got a... I think that unless you're giving $500 or more, you don't take the situation in Haiti seriously because they're black.
And you know, Margaret, we have had on this program over the last several weeks a number of people who have said, because he's black. Because they're black.
Well, so I'm not those people.
No, I understand that, but I'm beginning to notice a theme here. And that theme is, among you progressive politicians, that if I don't do this, that, it's because they're black. Now,
you have a radio show. Why are you only giving $300?
I thought $300 was very generous. I didn't know that the bottom line was $500.
The bottom line is $500. And that was set by John Graham, as well as myself, and others who've been involved in progressive politics and fundraising. Now, for you and others to give less than that, you may not hate blacks. And I'm saying it's very, very likely that you don't. But it looks like you do. And I'm looking at something on MSNBC right now that's hosted by Chris Matthews. It's called Obama's America, 2010 and Beyond. Do you know there's only two white people on that stage? One of them is Mexican, and the other is Chris Matthews. All the rest are black. Now, that's what I'm talking about. And that's...
Well, you know what? You're white.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're telling me that if I don't give more than $500, that I will be suspected of being racist.
So the fact that people are giving $500 to a charity just proves what I've always suspected, that the American people are selfish and racist.
Oh, you know what? You can't keep selling that, man. That's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. Maybe they can't afford $500. Maybe they can...
They can't afford $500. When you look at the way those Haitians live, and the average American can't afford $500, my God, the chutzpah it takes to say something like that.
You know what? I will let my audience decide. How about that? $500, if you aren't giving at least $500 to Haitian relief, then it is incredibly selfish and racist.
Well.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Margaret Gray tonight, the nationally syndicated writer, as she talks about Haitian relief. Now, she's given $1,000, her and Frank, and there's a few others that she knows. $500 is the bottom line. Anything less than that, and you're some sort of a cheap you're a cheap creep and you're a racist, okay? And if you're texting only $50, you better text 10 times to get it up to 500. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. World famous Phil Henry Show will be back in just a moment with Margaret Gray. Coming up next hour, Bob Green from Fraser Foods.
Phil Henry.
Saying, you know,
I'm not. You're being very literal.
All right, we're back here with Margaret Gray from A Little Bird Told Me, a nationally syndicated column. This idea that if I don't give $500, I'm racist, is ridiculous, and you know that, right?
I'm saying it. It is a bit of hyperbole, but the point is this, Phil. I think the more money you give to Haitian relief, the more you understand the plight of those that are less fortunate. And the more you understand the plight of those that are less fortunate, the more you understand the experience of the expatriated slave and the ancestors of that slave. That's all I'm saying. What we're trying to do here...
How much of this, Margaret, if you don't mind me interrupting you, how much of this has to do with the Harry Reid comments?
You know, Phil, I think it really takes... I think it takes an immoral person to bring Harry Reid into this.
No, how much of this really seriously? Because, you know, when Harry Reid came out with that whole, you know, the thing about the Negro dialect, this and that, are you guys trying to raise more money for Haiti to distance yourself from Harry?
Phil, we don't need to distance ourselves from Harry. Harry never really was one of us, obviously. We've always been who we've always been. Harry, it turns out, with the comments that he made, has not always been one of us. So I think it's interesting that you bring that up.
He's not always been one of you. So Harry, even though he's been a lifelong progressive, a lifelong Democrat, a lifelong progressive and liberal voting senator, Harry is not a real progressive because he came out with the Negro dialect. Is that it?
Are you interrogating me like you're on some television show?
No, I'm not interrogating. I'm just asking, is that it?
Yes, that's it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Nashville. We have Robert. Robert, you're on the air with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say I think it's wrong to, you know, assume if you don't give a certain amount of money to a good cause that you're racist or you're a bad person. I mean, every dollar is going to count and be put towards a good cause. So I just think it's wrong.
Well, that may be true. That might be true, Robert, but how much, if you give $20 to Haitian relief, what is that going to do? That's not going to buy, it'll buy one of those boxes of cranberry juice.
Sure, but if I give $20 and 100 more people around me give $20, that adds up to a lot more.
But that takes forever. That takes forever. If you give $20 and 100 other people, but let's say that you gave $2,000. Now I don't need those 100 other people, do I?
Yeah, but I mean, you're asking him to carry the burden for...
Oh, well, poor Robert. And I'm joking, of course, Robert. What do you mean, asking him to carry the burden?
Why should he give $2,000 when there's two, you know, however many other people?
What?
Why should... What's wrong with 100 other people?
I said because it takes too long. You've got to go door to door and go, hi, would you give 20? Would you give 20? Would you give 20? Would you? My God, at the end
of that... I didn't necessarily
go
door to door. I'm saying, you know, how many people at one time are, you know, there's many people at one time giving money. And, you know, I'm not saying knocking on people's doors and asking. But
if Robert, you said you gave $20 and then... I said to you, why won't you give the baseline of 500? You say, well, if 100 other people will do it, that means guess who has to go out and knock on the doors? I do. Are you going to?
No, Robert is saying...
No, I know what he's saying. He's saying if I can get 100 other... So I've got to go out and get 100 people because Robert's giving $20.
Nobody is saying you got to go out and get 100 people. Robert is simply saying if there were more people like him, then no, we wouldn't have to have this bottom line of $500.
I don't think Robert's being that self-aggrandizing, but I could be wrong. I don't think he's on some ego trip.
I don't think he's on an ego trip either. I think he's simply saying, all right, Robert, thank you very much for your phone call, 877-876-PHIL. He's saying that if there were more people like him.
If there were more people like him, Phil, I'm still going door to door until, and forgive me for saying this, until my ass gives out, going door to door.
You know, you can watch your language a little bit.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm the one that has to go door to door until it gives out, raising that extra $20 from individuals, because Robert said, oh, there'll be other people.
No, not because Robert said, because that's what you do when you're raising money. I don't understand why this has to turn into something that is a political test. Kay, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Yes, what I don't understand is she's saying that you've got to give $500 to take and send over there. If you don't have $500, why waste your time is more or less what she's saying. Well, you know, everybody in this
They don't have that money.
I'm disabled. I draw less than $1,000 a month to live on. I'm sending money over there, but if somebody walks up to my door and says, we need you to donate some money, we need $500, well, you know, I'm sorry, lady. I can't donate $500. That would only leave me $400-something to live on in a month.
Well,
I'm doing what I can do to help, but what you're saying is it's not good enough.
Somebody
is saying that it's not good enough if you don't give a certain amount. Lady, I don't know where you come from, but if you've got faith in God, those people in Haiti will get what they need.
I'd like to know how much the lady does send every month. If she can't send $500, how much do you send?
I send at least $20 or $30 a month.
Boy, that's sad.
Well, what do you mean, boy, that's sad?
Yeah, that's sad,
lady. You just heard the lady say she's living on
disability. That's sad?
Oh, you know, you're living on disability. There are orphans over there eating bugs. Are you eating bugs? I don't think so. And
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. This lady just got done telling you that she's living on $1,000 a month. $500 is going to be cutting her monthly income in half.
Phil, I don't know how much the lady is getting, what government agency she's dealing with. But to say to me, I'm giving $20.
I'm on disability.
You're on disability.
Yes,
is that a
ma'am.
TV show? I don't understand what that is.
No, what do you mean, is that a TV show?
What is that?
Disability is a form of assistance.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to be in a wheelchair, and I also have a lung disease. But
right,
at least I'm trying
for that
to help those people.
Who pays for the lung disease? See?
The government's having to pay for it. I've had it since I was 9 years old.
Money. If you took some of the money that goes toward your lung disease and give it,
is I'm the one that needs to die to take and help these people in Haiti. Well, I think you're wrong,
I would
lady.
Ask you.
And you know what?
No.
I believe
can
if
I ask you
got
question?
All this money that you can put $500 down every time you turn around, you're the one that needs to be going to Haiti and putting all your money in Haiti. You need to build that place back, lady.
You know, I really resent the way you say go to Haiti, because it sounds like you're saying go to,
where. Well, no, I'm not saying
that. She's not saying that.
No, but I would ask the lady this question.
You put
an
your
elderly
faith in
woman,
God,
a large,
you get your
a large woman, a large elderly woman in a wheelchair with a lung disease, or five young blacks
I'm not a large elderly woman.
Well,
who's
you know what I mean.
A large
which is more valuable?
Woman?
Wait a minute. What do you mean, which is more valuable?
Five young blacks in Haiti, or her. Not her, but...
I would...
I'd lay my life down for any kid.
Well,
but
I think now's the time.
I've got 13 grandkids.
I think now's the time. Not to starve, but to take some of the money away from your lung rehabilitation and give it to these children.
I don't have any money for my lung rehabilitation,
she doesn't
lady.
She gets the money from the government. Do you understand, Margaret? From the government.
Oh, she can fill out a form. or something.
It's like a cancer.
I can only...
All right. Listen, Kay, the best of luck with your... By the way, I just got over pneumonia, so I can only imagine what your lung difficulties are. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, you're real proud of yourself with that pneumonia, aren't you?
I beg your pardon. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. What does that mean?
Well, you're all...
Phil Henry.
I'm so great.
The world famous Phil Henry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and you can listen online if you are not within earshot of one of our many affiliates across the country. And tonight we go on live in South Florida and Miami on Waxy at 790 a.m., and we're on live in Dallas and so many other affiliates. Go to our affiliate page on our website. But if you are not within earshot, you can always listen to us online at philhenryshow.com. You can watch live streaming video of the show at philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray has joined us. We're talking about Haitian relief and the efforts that you have been involved in, Margaret. And while I understand when you say the bottom line number is $500 and anything less than that shows a tendency toward racism, even though you say that you're being extreme, but the fact is that's what you said.
Well, let's get back to the conversation you and I were having about religion. So I don't necessarily think it means racist. I think it means that people look at Haiti and they say, well, what is that? It's an island like Jamaica, but instead of going to a hotel or enjoying a lovely vacation, you go to Haiti and you die, I think is what most people think. You go to Haiti to die. You go to Jamaica to vacation. That is a way of saying the jungle there is a little bit thicker and darker. And
no, that's not at all what that says. Where do you get that?
Let's talk about what you and I were talking about for a moment, Phil. I am a Reformed Jew, which basically means I'm not religious at all. And yet I give, Frank and I both, two Jews, $1,000. Most of your Christians can't even cough up coffee money. They can't cough up bus fare for the people of Haiti. Now, what does that tell you? I'll tell you what it says. It says that the stereotype about Jews being cheap, you might want to think that one through a little bit more.
Boy, you have really run the gamut on this one. You've gone from the talking about racism to Jews aren't that cheap, Christians are.
I didn't say Christians. If I said Christians, I meant to say Protestants.
Well, what is that? What difference? So Catholics aren't involved?
I think Catholics are a little bit more generous than Protestants, yes. But
so now what we're doing here is we've said that Jews are, and Catholics give more money than Protestants. They're the ones that are cheap, and they don't like all these darkies because Haiti, the jungle is deeper and darker? Are you listening to yourself? You sound worse than Harry Reid.
How dare you?
No, you do. You sound a lot worse than Harry Reid. You're saying stuff that what Harry wishes he would have said so that he wouldn't come off sounding so pathetically stupid. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Charlie. Where are we here? Let's go to Charlie on the Phil Henry Show, actually calling from South Florida. Charlie, you're on with Margaret Gray.
How dare you talk about Harry Reid?
How you guys doing?
No, I'm not good.
Let me please be very patient with me while I say this to her. People like you, Margaret, with all due respect, don't know God. In all religions have one thing in common, and that's giving to the poor. God never says, in whether it's the Bible or the Quran or whatever these religion books hold, God never says you got to give a certain amount. Giving anything will win
yes,
you
he
heaven.
Does.
Anything. By you
10%.
Coming out here, and saying we have to give a certain amount to make people that, or we, everybody in the world knows that they are the poorest. A dollar makes those people happy. You are not in their place. You are not going through what they're going through. How should you know what should make them happy? Anything is beneficial to them. I'm a 23-year-old black student. I live on my own. I take care of myself. Every day on my way to school, I pass by the stoplight, by the stop sign, and there's a black African-American homeless guy. I give him a dollar. Every single day, you know what his response is after I give him that dollar? He says, God bless you. This will change my day. He doesn't come up to me and tell me, oh, why don't you give me $10? You're racist.
he doesn't tell
me that. He's trying to make you feel better. He's trying to make you feel better. That dollar, what's that dollar going to buy him? A Snickers bar?
How do you know that? You are
what do you know? Yeah. How do you know what the dollar's going to buy?
You go to an earthquake.
Get him a bottle of Ripple.
You, people like you don't know God. People like you, as you know, if you put yourself, you know, I don't want to wish anything upon anybody wrong, but I feel like I wish God would just put you through, like, one of the, when they're going through one of their situations, so you understand how much that dollar
is. Excuse me, I'm the one that gave $1,000. I gave $1,000, my husband.
It doesn't matter. That's true. Well, you're fortunate. Not everybody is as fortunate as you.
And
not
you
everybody
want me to burn
has $1,000. Like I say, I believe it or not, I'm a student. Like I said before, like I mentioned, I'm a student. I donated $1,000.
And you want me to get AIDS because I give $1,000?
No, he didn't say that at all.
Like I said, God bless you for giving $1,000, but not everybody is in your place. Not everybody is as wealthy as you. I'm a student. I don't have parents. Like I said, my parents got, you know, my parents passed away.
Can I ask the gentleman a question? What is $1?
What
is $1 going to buy in Haiti? What is one? It's going to buy. What is $1 going to buy in Haiti? One square of toilet paper.
Nobody came out on TV and said $500 a limit. People say anything makes a difference. You know, one of my coaches said one day, I played football. This is what he said.
Yeah.
He said little things make a big difference. He said little things make a difference. Like Robert said earlier, everything adds up. If one person $20, it's not going to make a difference. But when
two million people give $20, Charlie, do you know how many people cheat on their taxes every year and don't give what they're supposed to give the federal government? And you think, boy, $1 to a Haitian, that's like giving them one square of toilet paper.
I guarantee you an arm and a leg. You are the only person that's standing alone with this argument. You make no sense because
anything below $500, you might as well have rubbed on your crotch before you get it.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. All right, Charlie, look, I got to take a break. Thank you very much. Very good call. Very good call, Charlie. I appreciate your call. Let's go over here to Daniel on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. You're saying less than $500 is an insult.
An insult.
Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight, y'all?
Well, thanks.
Me and my wife, he gave $270. Now, ma'am, I understand your point of view and where you're coming from, but me and my wife, we're a middle-class family. We have six kids. I'm working two jobs. My wife is an educator. I'm an iron worker. I worked overtime to be able to give $270 so I can help those people. So you telling me my $270 is worthless. That's what you're telling me. But I'm out here working.
How much did you give?
I've been hearing you speak, and I understand. But you telling me my money is pretty much worthless, but I'm out there working.
How much money did the gentleman say?
I think you said $270, Daniel, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Well, what does that mean, oh, boy?
Well, I mean, come on.
Okay.
Why not just keep it and spend it at the track or something?
Spend it at the track. In other words, this man would be better off spending his money at the track than giving it to the people of Haiti.
Well, what's the $270 isn't going to buy? It wouldn't buy rainwater.
Okay, but ma'am.
God.
I picked up an extra shift so I can do this for these people.
You took an extra what?
Picked up an extra shift. The man is working an extra shift so that he, and I think that's remarkable, Daniel. I thank you for that. And that so that he can give some money to the people of Haiti.
Well, then he can see the Padre on his way out. He'll punch his ticket.
I fought for my country for 10 years. I was in the United States Marine Corps for 10 years.
Okay. So now you're working an extra shift and you fought for the country for 10 years.
Wait, hold on. I've been to Bosnia. I've been to Kosovo. I've seen firsthand what poverty level is. And I understand with this earthquake, it brought them down even lower. But
yeah,
my wife and I, we both sat there and said, we're going to do something for them. But you're telling me if I didn't give $500, now if I would have gave $500, are you going to pay my mortgage? Are you going to pay my car note? No.
Well, of course not.
I'm glad that God has blessed you, that you can be wealthy enough to give that type of money, but we can't. You're telling me if I gave $500, but then I have Bank of America knocking at my door saying my house is going to be in foreclosure, are you going to let me come live with you?
Well, I don't know really that a $270, the difference would be $230. I don't
know if the economy has not affected you, ma'am, but it affected me and my wife.
Well, my husband is very successful, yes.
All right, so Margaret, your husband's successful. You know, this gentleman is working an extra shift.
Why can't he work? If he's working an extra shift, he can work another couple of hours.
Oh, okay, come on. You know, the fact of the matter is this gentleman, look at Daniel, thanks for your call, 877-876-PHIL. The fact of the matter is the guy's working an extra shift as it is. What do you say to people who are giving less than $500? You might as well spend it at the track. You might as well spend it at the bingo.
What I'm saying to those people is the following. I know that you want to look good giving money to a charity, but in order to eat with the big dogs, you have to.
In other words, in order to look as good as you.
So that's what you think I am.
Yeah, that if you're saying to somebody who's given less than $500, you're trying to look good giving money to Haiti. But if you want to look as good as Margaret Gray, well, you got to have $500 to kick into the kitty.
That is not what I'm saying. That is very unfair.
Look at here. Let's go to another call. Mary, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
The one concern that I have, the lady
I want to
that
address
called,
what you said.
Hold on. I want this lady to talk first.
The lady that called that's on the fixed income for $1,000 a month, Margaret seemed like she was – Margaret was basically snubbing the fact that the lady could not afford to give half of her income a month.
She was getting all kinds of money to get her lung fixed or something. And I said, well, why don't you give that to
her? No, she wasn't. Basically, she was saying that she was on a $1,000 per month fixed income, and you were saying that if she can't afford to give $500, then she's sorry. And basically, what I'm trying to suggest is this. If you want to expect this lady that earns $1,000 a month, and that's her income per month, then maybe you ought to give half of your income per month.
Why would I do
that?
I said that the bottom line number is $500.
If you are expecting that lady to give a half of her income per month, then maybe you should do the same. The other thing
but
that
it doesn't
I want
work
to
out
suggest,
the same way because half of her income comes from the government, and that's when I said, well, why don't you take that government money that you're getting for a lung disease and give it to
the Haitians.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that isn't
right,
money she can give
that's
to the
fine.
Haitians. That's money that she's getting from the government.
But that's fine. You expect
but
her
that
to
would
do
mean
that,
she'd also be.
You... I'm sorry.
Well, yes, exactly.
Then
that would mean the lady would suffer.
But
why don't
yeah, it would mean that. But why don't you give half of your income per month to Haiti?
Because I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Then maybe she doesn't want to give more than $20.
I've already given the bottom line of $500. I'm giving $1,000.
Well, this woman is saying,
Margaret, let me ask you another question.
That the money.
Phil, the lady's talking to me. Go ahead.
The other question that I have is, how much money do you give to the people that need it here at home?
You know, you're very nosy, aren't you? How much money do you give?
I give
thousands. How much did you give to Haiti?
I've donated to Haiti, and I've also donated here at home. And my point is this.
How much did you donate to Haiti?
Oh, a couple of $100.
See, that's just as cheap as it gets.
And how much have you donated to people here at home?
My husband and I donated $1,000 to Haiti.
How much to the people here in the United States?
What do you mean, the people here in the United States?
How much to people who need it in the United States?
So now oh my God, you think we're Haitians, don't you? Who lives as bad as that in the United States?
As bad as what?
Those people down there.
There are people that are homeless here in the United States.
There are people here in the, yeah.
Oh, they're not eating cats. Come on.
How do you know that? Have you ever been homeless?
No, I haven't. But if you can find one homeless person, have you?
Have I ever been homeless?
If you can find one, yes. Have you ever been homeless?
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
If you can find me one homeless person that eats stir-fried cat every night, God bless. I don't.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Thank you very much for your call, Mary.
Sure.
Our number, 877-87... Jeez.
Me and Phil happy.
That lady was not very happy with you, Margaret, especially some of the attitudes about stir-fried cat.
That woman is talking as if she knows all about homeless people. She wouldn't know homeless from Lex Luthor and the stir-fried cat crack.
You're the one that made that. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Margaret Gray on Haitian Relief in just a moment.
Oh, poor you.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
That's very unfortunate.
I haven't been beating that into the ground. I'm talking with Margaret Gray here as we finish up on Haitian Relief. Harry Reid said, and you're somehow saying to me now that the Haitian Relief that you are encouraging and this bottom line of $500 is so that progressives can move past Harry Reid.
No, I did not say that at all, Phil. I did.
During the break, you said to me, we need to move past this Harry Reid and get back to being progressives.
I said, what Harry said was very unfortunate. Everyone knows it. It was embarrassing. It embarrassed an entire political party. It embarrassed an entire political movement. He's talking about Barack Obama not having a Negro dialect, being light-skinned, all of the things that we have learned. My God, we've tried to learn not to say. So I'm saying this is our out. This is it. It's almost as if the heavens opened up and said, here is a way off the beach. As Frank used to say when he talked about D-Day, you know, here's a way off the beach. Let's give money down to Haiti. And Reid can... he can burn for all I can.
Boy, you really have it in for him.
I don't think he's done us a favor, no.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another lady by the name of Margaret, listening in Chattanooga. Margaret, you're on with Margaret on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
I think it's so stupid for you to make that comment. For the simple fact,
what is that?
Like many other students, I've tried to cash in on the dream. I went to school. I had to loan my way because I don't have any kids. But as many of my peers, I'm not living any better than they are. I am a paycheck away from poverty, and many of them who receive food stamps, they live better than me. So for you to say, oh, I give $1,000, whoopee, if you want to make some more donations, help me out on my student loan. And as a matter of fact, if I can't beat the Joneses, I'm not trying to be like the Joneses.
Wait a minute, I'm giving money to Haitians that are eating cat.
You know
you
what?
Put
you're
yourself
stupid. You're about as stupid as all outdoors. I work with the Department of Human Services. I work with Children's Services. And I've seen people eating dog food.
Dog food, yes, but not dog. And
you're
that's
stupid.
The difference between America. What? Am I right or am I wrong?
Look, what the lady's talking about, Margaret, is that there are people in need here in this country.
That's all well and good, but she hasn't answered the big question. Did she make her number?
When did she make her number?
Can I speak? Because every
no, I'm asking you, Margaret. Did you make the $500 number?
You have not allowed him to
get a word in. Did you make your $500?
You're so common-minded. You know what? I'm not giving $500. You know why? Because there's somebody that sit on a fixed income that can't even pay their mortgage. They can't. There's a mother, an elderly woman somewhere on a fixed income that's barely making it, can't even buy her medicine. So what are you talking about? If you know everything.
Well, what are you going to do for them? Go out and buy them another can of Calcan?
You know everything. Like I said, the Bible states take care of home first. You can't be a blessing to nowhere if you ain't doing what you need to do at
Jewish.
Home first.
I don't know. And I think that what you should do is
explain it, would it?
Get the bottom number
Phil,
up, the $500.
Oh, boy.
Phil, next time you put somebody on the line, make sure they're educated and knowledgeable, because this is stupid. You wasted your time and the people who love
I went to 2 years of community college. I went to 2 years of community college.
Wow. Whoopee. I went to 4 years and I received the master's, and I'm not living any better than my counterparts because of the economy.
I got pregnant, okay? Sue me.
Oh, well, you got pregnant.
She's so stupid. She is so stupid. Next time you
I went to 2 years of community college, then I got pregnant, and I wasn't married.
All right.
Who's gonna make a educated?
You know what, Margaret? Get the money up. Give more money to Haiti than your $20, okay?
She's so stupid.
Your $20 buying cat food for old people.
You know what? My neighbor.
You could do a lot more.
Out of his house, nowhere to go.
He was burped out of his house.
Burnt out of the house.
No, she said burped.
No, she did not. Listen, Margaret, thank you. Very good call this evening. I appreciate it. And I believe, Margaret, that the audience is obviously, the people we've talked to, obviously don't understand your point about bottom line $500. Otherwise, you might as well take your money to the track.
I think when the reality of what happened in Haiti finally hits, people will see my way.
877-876-PHIL. Bob Green, coming up next, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
My way.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.